Giving Circles by Meg Cox. At this time of year, those of us blessed with comfortable lives start thinking about all those others who struggle to eat, sleep, live, and learn. It's great to donate to the needy while full of the holiday spirit, but how do we take those philanthropic impulses and weave them into the ritual fabric of our year-round lives? Here's a giving ritual for groups of grown-ups. Family traditions of giving and community service are important, but it's also imperative that parents strengthen their bonds with people outside their families. One philanthropic ritual growing in popularity is something called giving circles. These are the reverse of investment clubs, in which groups of people meet regularly to collectively invest their money. In giving circles, people meet to give their money away. It's a simple idea, which is one of its charms. Many circles meet monthly, often holding meetings while sharing a meal. Some include just a handful of close friends, while a few in Silicon Valley, which helped make this form of philanthropy trendy, have hundreds of members. The money mounts up. According to the New York Times, giving circles have donated more than $44 million since 2000. The idea is to move beyond your pet charities. Research charities from the local to the global, then pool your resources for a common goal. Unless your bank account rivals that of Bill Gates, it's hard to feel like you've made a real difference when you write a check by yourself. But if your giving circle commits to a handful of causes and embraces them with passion, you will make a difference and feel like a player. You could, for example, become the sustaining force behind a charity in your town that really changes lives. I love this concept because I believe that living a compassionate life transforms us for the better and makes us happier. I also believe that most people are hungry for friendships that progress beyond gossip and small talk. Uniting with others on a regular basis to achieve a goal that is bigger than oneself fits my broad definition of a spiritual ritual. For the nitty-gritty on how they work and how to set one up, visit an excellent website, www.givingforum.org/givingcircles. And I want to recommend a charity that I think fits well with giving circles, a charity where small amounts of money work miracles. The organization is called Trickle Up and is a pioneer in the growing field of microlending, giving small loans to help entrepreneurs start businesses, often in poor countries. Trickle Up, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary, gives many loans of $100. That may seem like peanuts, but it's enough to let women with few resources open a produce stall or buy materials for a crafts business. From this modest start, they can feed their families, send their kids to school, and build a future. Last year alone, Trickle Up funded 9,858 businesses, 75% of them started by women. Given the season, I should also mention that a donation to Trickle Up is a great holiday gift from individuals. If you go to the website, www.trickleup.org, you will see that you can give money in someone's name and get a beautiful card to inform them of that precious gift. Giving circles are awesome, but they are not the only way to go. For a while now, I've been thinking about starting something called a Save the World Circle, which could eventually lead to philanthropy, but would start as a more purely educational exercise. I would love to gather a small group of friends together to meet monthly over coffee and talk about the state of the world, gathering information from books and articles that we would share with one another. There's a powerful book called 50 Facts That Should Change the World, which I think would make an excellent resource for such a group. Each fact, for example, a third of the world's population is at war, is followed by just a few pages of background. The book doesn't suggest what should be done, just states the facts. I could envision discussing 3 or 4 of these facts in depth at each meeting, with group members assigned to bring additional resources about the topic. At the end, the group would have a much clearer picture of the world's woes and injustices, and could decide what to do about them alone or together. Anybody want to join? 50 Facts That Should Change the World is available from Alternatives. Another twist on this was mentioned in a recent issue of O Magazine. There was an article about a group of friends in California called Chicks with Checks. They decided to throw a dinner party and charge each guest $35, with all the money going to a local charity for homeless kids. The women served a simple dinner, including pasta salad, bread, cookies, white wine, and water, and they raised $3,000 in one evening. They now hold a dinner party for charity every other month. In between, they hold virtual dinners and ask people to send in a check anyway. This article is from Meg Cox's Ritual newsletter, December 2005. For a free subscription, email familyrituals@aol.com. Meg's book, The New Book of Family Traditions, is available from Alternatives.